88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, the podcast where I shoot true crime stories for your entertainment. But you might lose some sleep after listening to some of these stories. I'm your host, Larry Leese, and after reading about true crime stories, I condense all the content and bring valuable information to you. To stay up to date with all my content, check out my Twitter account, TrueCrimeNS. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform, or find us on YouTube and subscribe to our channel there. Just search True Crime Never Sleeps. This show is sponsored by Poddex. Visit poddex.com and use promo code TCNS for 10% off your first purchase. Now let's get into today's episode.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
Now I'm back with another true crime story for you. Today's episode, we will go through a unique and memorable case. This is another story of an unsolved crime that remains a mystery to all of us. In this episode, I will share major details and information about the Villisca Axe murders. So let's get into it. After a few episodes talking about the American law and some international cases, we're back with a true crime story straight from the Midwest and the heart of Iowa. Villisca Axe murders occurred between the evening of June 9th, 1912, and the early morning of June 10th, 1912, in the small town of Villisca, Iowa, in the heart of the United States. These type of events bring national attention to small towns, but not the attention small towns want to get. In this case, the six members of the Moore family and two guests were found bludgeoned in the Moore residence. It was a horrible crime scene, and even horror movie scenes are light compared to what was found at the Moore residence. All eight victims, including six children, had severe head wounds from an axe. A lengthy investigation yielded several suspects, one of whom was tried twice. The first trial ended in a hung jury, and the second ended in an acquittal. And now, over a century later, the crime remains unsolved. We don't expect the crime to get solved for that long, but this case is important as a way of showing us that violent crimes with no reason do exist, and we must be careful. So let's get into the story. The Moore family consisted of parents Josiah, age 43, and Sarah, age 39, and their four children, Herman Montgomery, age 11, Mary Catherine, age 10, Arthur Boyd, age 7, and Paul Vernon, age 5. The Moore family was well known in their community, where they maintained a good relationship with all the neighbors and families around. On June 9th, 1912, Mary Catherine Moore invited Ina May, age 8, and Lena Gertrude Stillinger, age 12, to spend the night at the Moore residence. The kids were going to have a play date and have a good time together. It was very common for families to leave their kids to play at other families' homes and even spend the night. It was just another normal day in Villisca, Iowa. Just another normal day for the Moore family and family friends. That evening, the visiting girls in the Moore family attended the Presbyterian Church, where they participated in the Children's Day program, which Sarah had coordinated. After the program ended at 9:30 p.m., the Moore family and the two sisters walked to the Moore's house, arriving between 9:45 and 10 p.m. It all seemed like another normal day, right? Well, not for the neighbors of a small town. The neighbors know each other's routines and schedules, and at 7 a.m. the next day, June 10th, Mary Peckham became concerned after she noticed that the family had not come out to do their morning chores. Mary knocked on the Moore's door. When nobody answered, she tried to open the door and discovered it was locked. Peckham let the Moore's chickens out and called Ross Moore, Josiah's brother. Like Peckham, Ross received no response. Both were worried already, so Ross unlocked the front door with his copy of the house key. Mary stayed at the porch to make sure everything was okay outside. Ross went into the parlor and opened the guest room bedroom door, where he found Ina and Lena Stillinger's bodies on the bed. Ross yelled from inside, "Call Hank Horton right now." Hank was the town's primary peace officer, and he arrived shortly after the call. Hank searched the entire house, and his search revealed that the entire Moore family and the two Stillinger girls had been bludgeoned to death. A murder weapon, an axe belonging to Josiah. It was found in the guest room, where the family and friends were found. After examining the bodies, the doctors concluded that the murders had taken place between midnight and 5 a.m. Evidence will show us next that the killer or killers had it all planned. Two spent cigarettes in the attic suggested that the killer patiently waited in the attic until the Moore family and the Stillinger guests were asleep. The killers began in the master bedroom where Josiah and Sarah Moore were sleeping. Josiah received more blows from the axe than any other victim. His face had been cut to such an extent that his eyes were missing. It makes sense to kill the adults first, so then the kids would be defenseless and easy to tackle. The killer only used the axe's blade to kill Josiah. All the other victims were killed with the other side of the axe. Herman, Mary Catherine, Arthur, and Paul were next, bludgeoned in the head in the same manner as their parents. Afterwards, the murderer returned to the master bedroom to inflict more blows on the parents, knocking over a shoe that had filled with blood before moving downstairs to the guest bedroom and killing Ina and Lena. Investigators believed that all the victims, except for Lena, had been asleep when murdered. Lena seemed to be awake when she was killed and tried to fight back, and she even had defensive wounds on her arm. And it gets worse. Lena's nightgown was pushed up to her waist, and she was wearing no undergarments, leading to law enforcement speculation that the killer sexually molested her or attempted to do so. And now, let's look into the suspects and the ongoing investigation. Possible suspects emerged, including Reverend George Kelly, Frank F. Jones, William Mansfield, Loving Mitchell, and Henry Lee Moore, no relation. George Kelly was tried twice for the murder. The first ended in a hung jury, and the second ended in acquittal. Other suspects in the investigation were also exonerated. Without getting in much personal details, let me talk about some major suspects. Reverend George Kelly. George Kelly was an English-born traveling minister in town on the night of the murders. He was described as peculiar, reportedly having suffered a mental breakdown as an adolescent. As an adult, he was accused of peeping and several times asking young women and girls to pose nude for him. On June 8, 1912, he came to Villisca to teach at the Children's Day services, which the Moore family attended on June 9th. He left town between 5 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. on June 10th, hours before the bodies were discovered. Reverend Kelly had confessed to the murders in court, but the jury didn't believe his confession. His known mental illness made authorities question whether he knew the details because of having committed the murders or was imagining his account. In 1914, 2 years after the murders, Kelly was arrested for sending obscene material through the mail. He was sent to St. Elizabeth's Hospital, the National Mental Hospital in Washington, D.C. Investigators speculated again that Kelly could be the murderer of the Moore family. In 1917, Kelly was arrested for the murders. Police obtained a confession from him, however, it followed many hours of interrogation, and Kelly later recanted. After two separate trials, he was acquitted. Reverend Kelly's story was more related to his mental illness than the murder. Yes, he knew about a lot of it, but hours or days after the murder, the entire town knew exactly what happened. Maybe it was him, maybe not. What do you think? And then we have Sam Moyer. Sam Moyer is Josiah's brother-in-law, and he often threatened to kill Josiah Moore, but upon further investigation, Sam's alibi cleared him of the crime. There were more suspects, but none of them were tied to the murder. The sad case of the brutal murder of 8 innocent people is still unsolved, and it will never be solved. Cases like this serve the purpose of bringing awareness of the dangers of our world. It comes to show us that we must be careful and be aware of the danger. Today's world is more violent than ever. And that's a wrap for today's story. Thank you for watching and listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this case. Leave us a comment in the comment section or send us a tweet at TrueCrimeNS. Once again, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit 1 with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Weight loss. It needs to be fast and sustainable. Noom GLP-1 starts at just $149 and ships to your door in 7 days. Take it from Clavossier, who lost 35 pounds on Noom.
It's a psychological thing, too. They're definitely teaching how to live a better, healthier lifestyle. Noom is teaching me the habits so I do not have to be on weight loss meds forever.
Don't believe it? Take it from Lauren, who lost 22 pounds on Noom.
If I come off of the GLP-1, it's not going to automatically make my weight yo-yo back. I'm going to have good skills and know what to do to take care of myself.
$149 GLP-1s? Now that's Noom smart. Noom, the smart way to lose weight. Get started with Noom GLP-1 at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. Individual results may vary. Not all customers will medically qualify for prescription medications. Compounded medications are not reviewed by the FDA for safety, efficacy, or quality.